This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 25th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Illinois Public Radio's Jennifer Fuller interviews Southern Illinois University President Glenn Pichard over allegations of plagiarism. A professional committee is now looking over claims that Pichard plagiarized sections of his doctoral dissertation and master's thesis. We'll also have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, a look at today's news. People in Champaign County will be able to do two things later this week without ever getting out of their cars: get a flu shot and take part in a training exercise. Champaign-Urbana's Public Health District is holding drive-up flu shot clinics all day Wednesday and Thursday. People can pay a $25 fee and roll up their sleeves in their cars. The district will also accept Medicare and Medicaid patients. Acting Director Julie Pride says the district is also using the clinic to test a wider-ranging mass inoculation program in case of a future epidemic or other need for mass inoculation.
So what we'll be doing is having an incident command center set up. We'll be following the NIMS training that we've received, and we'll be having different observers coming in from Illinois Department of Public Health, and a couple of other local health departments will be watching us to see, you know, how we're doing and to learn from that.
Pride says unlike 3 years ago, flu vaccine will be plentiful this year. Still, she says 36,000 people die from influenza complications each year, and 200,000 are hospitalized. Senators Dick Durbin and Barack Obama want the Secretary of Veterans Affairs to explain how a surgeon with a history of malpractice complaints in another state was hired at a VA medical facility in southern Illinois. The senators wrote to VA Secretary James Nicholson yesterday. Their letter calls the hiring of Dr. Jose Vizaga-Mendez at the Marion VA Medical Center extremely distressing. The medical center has seen an uptick in post-surgical deaths. The hospital treats veterans from southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, and western Kentucky. It was the second such letter sent by Durbin and Obama to Nicholson this month. The first was sent on September 17th and asked for more information about the VA's investigation into the spike in deaths at the Marion facility from October 2006 to March 2007. Vizaga-Mendez resigned from the hospital last month. The possibility that Illinois will have three more casinos is greater than before. It may have a chance of passing the House. Amanda Vinicky explains.
This month, the Illinois Senate passed a measure that authorizes three new casinos, one in Chicago and two in locations to be decided later. The money the state makes would mostly pay for construction of roads, bridges, and schools. Previously, Illinois House Republican leader Tom Cross said he was against gambling expansion of that magnitude. He says other House Republicans shared that mindset. He still has concerns, but Cross says the need for a construction program is so great, he's now open to the idea.
We have totally neglected infrastructure here in the state of Illinois for 8 years, and we need to do that.
Some speculate that if Cross okays the plan, the pressure will be on for House Speaker Mike Madigan to do the same. Madigan's withheld judgment lately, but he's previously said he doesn't think House Democrats will back so much more gambling. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Cross is trying to hold a meeting tomorrow with the governor, Madigan, the Senate president, and the Senate Republican leader to a meeting to discuss gambling and infrastructure. Jurors in Chicago's biggest mob trial in years have wrapped up another day of deliberations. They went home yesterday afternoon and will resume deliberations at 9 this morning. Jurors have already decided that five defendants are guilty in a racketeering conspiracy involving loan sharking, extortion, and 18 long unsolved murders. Now jurors have to decide the specific roles four of the convicted men had in the murders. If jurors determine the men are responsible for the murders listed in the indictment, their maximum sentences could be boosted to life in prison. The Urbana City Council could take a final vote next week on neighborhood conservation districts. Council members gave committee-level approval last night to a proposal to let homeowners and neighborhood groups apply for special districts to protect their neighborhood's character. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Urbana Alderman Brandon Bowersock says property owners in any given neighborhood could request the special districts and decide what sort of design guidelines they want to govern future construction there. Take the example of student apartment buildings, which have been criticized by many Urbana homeowners near the U of I campus. Bowersock says a neighborhood conservation district could not ban apartments where zoning rules permit them, but it could have a say in what the buildings look like.
For example, if you are building an apartment building, it can't have a blank, empty brick wall with no windows, no doors, and no nothing, and all the doors and windows are hanging off the side and maybe looking right in someone else's window. That you have to think about how the new building will fit in with the surrounding properties and fit in the context of the neighborhood.
Meanwhile, Urbana Council members have softened a proposal under development to give potentially historic buildings slated for the wrecking ball a last-minute reprieve. The original proposal called for an automatic review of applications to demolish older buildings. The new version simply calls for an automatic 45-day delay in demolition. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Southern Illinois University President Glenn Pichard's job is on the line, even as he remains at the helm of the state's second-largest public university. A professional committee is looking over claims that Pichard plagiarized sections of his doctoral dissertation and master's thesis. The allegations first surfaced in SIU Carbondale's student newspaper. An on-campus group made the claims. Pichard says he may have inadvertently failed to cite information in his work, but did not plagiarize. Pichard says he's focusing on his work and letting the committee do his job. He tells Illinois Public Radio's Jennifer Fuller that it's fair the committee be made up of SIU faculty and not outside members.
Now, what we have is an anonymous group who, by their definition of plagiarism, has decided to basically indict lots of people, including me. If you look around the country at other universities, at other experts in this field, you'll find there are varying opinions and policies on what constitutes plagiarism and what defines plagiarism. There isn't one set by which everyone goes by. These people are asking the university, basically demanding that the university use whatever their definition of plagiarism is to judge everyone by. If we allow that, then what about the next group of people that they out, so to speak? Do we go to outside experts for every one of those people? Do we form another committee for each one? And what about their rights in terms of defending their own work and so on? This never ends. And so I think the process that's in place is the right one and is a good one, because the nature of these charges go far beyond me as a graduate student here 35 years ago in the case of my thesis and 25 years ago in the case of my dissertation. So, you know, I feel, but it's just my personal opinion, that we ought to honor the process of this university, that we have people fully capable of deciding these charges as to their merit or not. And in any case, if we then open that process up to outside experts, then it seems to me we'd have to provide one for everybody that this group is charging. And that's a lot of people. And really the process is in place. I think it will work. And again, I trust it, and I trust the judgment of those people who are on that committee.
This will, of course, change probably within the coming week. Chancellor Trevino would like to have the report back from that committee by the end of September, which is the end of this week, and a report to the board by next month's meeting, correct?
I think that's what the chancellor has indicated. Of course, you know, I'm hopeful. I think the university is hopeful that this will end as soon as possible. But the committee has to be allowed to do its work. And the very nature of academia is deliberative and thoughtful and sometimes very slow. But I don't think you can rush that necessarily. With the amount of publicity this has gotten, it gets a little difficult to keep focus sometimes, but I do that. I've been in a job my whole life, or at least most of my adult life, where you regularly have criticism because of your stance on an issue or because of your vote on a particular bill or something, and I've been used to that. But that has to do with the policy and differences of policy. You expect that in a democracy. It's different when people accuse you of being dishonest, and you know, this is the first time in a public service career of over 40 years, really, if you count the 3 years I had in the Army, that anyone has ever accused me of being dishonest. So it's a little bit different in that respect, but you know, we're handling it okay, and my family's handling it fine because they've been used to it over the years, and I'm still able to do my work. I mean, not just able, I'm doing it as best I can and working as hard as I can.
Glenn Pichard is the president of Southern Illinois University. He spoke with Jennifer Fuller. In the forecast for East Central Illinois, mostly cloudy today, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, the high 83. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms this evening, the low around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with occasional showers, especially during the morning, the high 74. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow evening, then clearing overnight, the low 55. Mostly sunny Thursday with a high of 75. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 25th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wil.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.